Wow, he did say 32. That is one prolific lizard, and definitely not fuzzy. Elias Grohl wrote about the tradition of animal diplomacy for foreign policy. And finally today, a story that caught my attention this weekend, maybe yours too. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra have now officially tied the knot. Talk about warm and fuzzy. So what happens when a heartthrob American singer weds a Bollywood superstar? Two wedding ceremonies, for starters, one Christian and one Hindu, and several other super exclusive events. Chavi Sachdev is in Mumbai, so the wedding happened in Rajasthan, which is north of you. Just give us a few of the spectacular details that you spotted while you were watching the reports from Mumbai, unless you got a last-minute invite, Chavi.
No, sadly, I was not on the guest list. I actually have friends who work in the wedding industry, and I've heard that everybody who is not a guest has been asked to tape over the lens of their phone camera.
Really?
And it's true. There are like only 10 or 11 photos out there. If they're out there, they're coming directly from their Priyanka's and Nick. I'm talking, of course, like I'm friends with them. But yeah, Priyanka Chopra, Nick Jonas's accounts and their designer. So it was happening at the royal residence in Jodhpur, one of the largest private homes in the world, also a hotel, more than 350 rooms. And it sounds like there was a lot going on for the Indians as well as the Americans. There was even a cricket match for the families and a pajama party.
And have Indian media come up with any good married couple names for Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra?
So I've been seeing Niyanka, but the worst one is Nikyanka. It's just so unsexy.
Yeah, it sounds also, a little weird, Nikyanka.
Yeah. Priyanka Ki Shadi, which just translates to Priyanka's wedding, is the more popular, more trending hashtag here.
Well, it seems the only scandal are the fireworks that went off during the wedding. What happened there?
Yeah. So last month, India celebrated Diwali, the festival of lights, which is also the festival of noise. We set off fireworks and it's usually quite loud and quite smoky. And because we have an air pollution problem, the Supreme Court cracked down on fireworks going off. So everybody is really up in arms that Priyanka Chopra, who was on TV last month asking people to please refrain from bursting firecrackers because she has asthma. It's really unhealthy. It scares the animals. And here we are at this wedding where the fireworks are incredibly large, grand, and noisy, and definitely not safe by any standard. So people are really outraged.
This is the big wedding season in India and in Pakistan. Do couples try and outdo each other at these weddings? I mean, and is there any way anybody could outdo Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas's wedding?
Of course, you have to keep up with the Joneses, but I don't think they could outdo this one. The wedding season will go through December, a little bit into January, and wedding planners and all the peripheral sort of hospitality and service industries, this is the time they do make their money. There are weddings every day, sometimes more than one at the same venue in the same time frame.
Well, the weddings will keep up with the Joneses. We're keeping up with the Jonases and the
yes.
Chopras. Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai. Thank you.
Thank you.